Hey, strap that mic to your tongue.
You can hear me fine.
Yeah, at the moment.
All right. So we'll go ahead and we'll get this episode. Welcome once again to the... Oh, okay. Oh, I'll start over. All right. And welcome once again. This is episode 18 of the...
Sorry. All right, got out. Go on.
Take three. And welcome once again to the Sweet Feathery Jesus Podcast. This is episode 18. With me is Booze from the UK. Booze, how are you doing this evening?
Hello.
And Dr. P is here.
That guy sounds hot.
And also with us is the Sav. Sav, how are you doing?
Fabulous.
It's good to have you here. On the last show, it was a Robin Williams spectacular, and... And going over some of the stuff from the last one, we found out that a couple people had some grievances they wanted to air. So we're going to start a new feature here on the podcast, the airing of grievances.
All right. I'll go first.
Yes. Insert jingle here.
Yeah. I'm going to make a jingle for this, too. I was cast a sucker in the last podcast. You fucking both left me to hang out to dry. Let's see.
That is true. Yeah.
Okay. I really would need to re-listen to the podcast to properly bitch here. It's been weeks.
I think the bit you're probably talking about is the bit where you said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever said. And we both said, that's not the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, that was a good ball busting. That was fair. Fair enough. Okay. First off, you guys watched multiple Robin Williams movies and didn't tell me. You didn't tell me the podcast was about anything more than Patch Adams.
Think of it as us sparing you.
Okay, perhaps. And I would not have enjoyed it, and I probably wouldn't have gotten past maybe two. But still, it's news to me when you bring that up on the podcast. And so, of course, I ask why you watched all those movies. Lee goes... Well, we're doing a podcast, in case you didn't notice. Like, fucking making me look like a douchebag. I didn't even know we were going to talk about Robin Williams movies. I thought we were doing fucking...
I'm sure you were told at least a week in advance we were going to do a few.
No, huh? I wasn't told anything. Go through the private messages we've had back and forth.
But I think you finished watching Patch Adams about 5 minutes before it.
This is true, but if there were more... I wasn't going to watch Popeye. I was drawing the line there. But then, okay, during the podcast, when I made my cancer kid joke and Casey groaned, neither of you niggers had my back at all.
Oh, come on, man. I started going for it.
I could hear Belasco giggle in the background just a little bit in my headset enough to know that I hadn't offended everybody.
I was going for it, but you have to respect the guest. That's the way it works.
You do indeed. But yeah, if I'm gonna be the fall guy in a fucking episode, I'm cool with that. But let me know ahead of time, and I'll play up to it. Also, you left all my mic mess ups in. Every time I leaned back, or the mic would cut out, and you know I'd get quiet closer to the mic. That's always the kind of shit you edit out of everybody every episode, so we have a nice clean podcast. I'm not sure you didn't put a couple of them in twice.
No, I did not do that.
Loops them.
I assure you, I did not do that. However,
and to think that some people only heard half of those.
Closer to the mic, P. Closer to the mic, P.
However, mm-hmm. I was trying to find just the right tag for the show, and
you got the right one, all right.
What stood out to me...
Make fun of the southern guy with the shitty headset.
Was the closer to the mic P. And I was like, well, you know, if I'm going to use that as the tag, I'm going to need to leave some of those in there.
Yep, that's the way it works.
And so it was a kind of a decision I made in editing. I was like, let's keep in some of these mic mistakes. It'll make for a fun tag.
It was funny. Okay. All right, my grievances are aired.
Okay.
And it was the best bit.
Yeah, in that podcast, it probably was.
So, yes. All right. And does anyone else feel bad about the way they were edited in the last podcast?
No, I think you did a great job on Booth. And okay. Casey isn't here.
You did a great job on Booze.
Oh, wow. Cheers.
No, actually, I've got a grievance.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You didn't let me do enough on the Patch Adams trousers. Because I went on about that for about 45
yes,
minutes.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, God. Yes, I know. You did mention several times that you wanted to discuss the trousers and...
Well, no, they're just so weird.
They were.
Military pants.
All exactly the same... make a model, but just different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was product placement. He had a pants sponsor or something.
I think he was putting on a bit of weight, and he liked the cargo pant, and he thought, right, this will do me. Even though it's supposed to be 1970,
right?
This is my look. Thick corduroy cargo trousers.
And let's see. Well, Casey's not on here, so he can't air a grievance. I actually edited the goddamn thing, so I know I'm not going to have a grievance. Sab, do you have a grievance about the last show?
The airing of grievances, just so I'm clear, the airing of grievances is in relation to the last podcast. I don't think it was you guys. It just, like, I can't articulate what was going on with that podcast. I just think you guys, that you just kind of mellowed out a little.
It was a little bit watered down, yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad about him. I mean, he wasn't a bad guy to listen to or anything. It's just I think you guys are trying to be on your – or you, Belasco and Booze were trying to be on their best behavior.
Yeah.
And
let's face it. Most of it would have been about John Travolta's kid deserving to die. If it
yeah. Had it not been for him being on there, right?
Yeah.
I just think that personally my grievance is that – I think you guys, you know what? You guys should have just totally been yourselves, you know, but
yeah, that's the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of grievances, man, Jesus.
Oh, wait, before we get on to that, I do have a grievance.
Oh, sweet.
P.
Yeah.
What the hell is your problem with comics?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
And that iPad thread. All I mentioned was, yeah, I've got comics on my iPad, and I keep a bunch of PDF books on there, like the Dungeons & Dragons book. And you were just like... Jesus. I was like, what the fuck, man? What the hell?
No, I made some joke about no pussy getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you followed up with, I almost heard it in Hendry's voice. Jesus. You know, when he would break character. Just.
I could be honest. The whole thing for me is basically a 500-pound comic book reader. And it's still worth every penny of it.
I love it.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I love it. What's your problem with comics, P?
No, I just think they are the entertainment system of choice for nerds and virgins.
I gotta side with P on this one. It's not that everybody is, but it definitely has that stigma of total, you know, just like the dude living
the
with his mom in the
up.
Basement.
I gotta tell you. One of the most attractive people we follow on Twitter is a comic book nerd.
Dude,
well,
I don't doubt
for every one of those people.
Yeah,
for every
gorgeous.
One of those people, there's 50 zit face 40-year-olds.
He's hot.
Who?
Yeah. He's a fucking stunner, that geezer.
Yep.
Which one?
The guy you're talking about.
Oh, no. You know me better than that. I'm talking about Buck. No, I'm kidding.
I was just going to say that.
So, yeah, that was my grievance. I'll be bashing on comics. Sav, why don't you tell us about a little incident with your neighbor this week?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, as you know, since obviously people might listen to this podcast who don't post or contribute to Sweet Feathery Fuck Faces. The backstory is okay, there's this new phenomenon. Well, I don't know if it's new. It's new to me. It's called forking. Well, I go out this one morning earlier this – well, what's today? Yeah, earlier this week. And I look over to my neighbor's front yard, and I see all these plastic forks. There's like 200 of them in my neighbor's yard. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? What are they doing? Are they stupid and trying to kill moles with plastic forks, you know, because they got mole holes everywhere? And I look at my son, and I'm just dumbfounded, and I'm like, what's going on there? And he goes, oh, yeah, Dad, it's called forking. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm just staring at him, like, with this clueless look on my face, like Dogbert in the middle of an orgy. And I'm just, you know, I'm just like, what the heck? What's forking? And he starts telling me. He's like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of like TPing or egging a house, except this is just, you know, it's less harmful. You know, you're not damaging property, you're vandalizing. And I'm like, this is gay.
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I thought, okay, well, cool, because if I was the victim of a forking, I would be thankful. But you know, I remember when I was a kid, when I was in high school, hell, even when I was in college.
Forking if he's done.
Everybody teepeed. You know, everybody teepeed or egged or honeydewed. And that's what was fun. That was, you know, just like just completely just going over the top and just.
I think Honey Dude is actually a title of a Buck Angel film.
Great. Well, for those of you who don't know, I don't know if this is the accepted term around everywhere, but this is what we called it. Basically, what you do is you squirt a bunch of honey on somebody's car and then you wrap it in saran wrap. And that's called Honey Doing. And it's brutal, but it's not like egging because, you know, like egg, if you let it sit there on a car, it'll, like, damage the car paint. Well, honeydew pretty much just is a pain in the ass to clean up. That's all.
Right. Here's the thing with all of these pranks. Now, imagine this. So what do you reckon? About 200 forks there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I've been trying to cost this. Let's call it 10.
Okay.
Right. Let's call it 10. And so, you know, Brent or whatever his name is rings up his friends and he goes, right, we're gonna fork old man Sav's lawn, right? Okay. Get round to my ass.
Oh, I hope they do.
2 a.m. Wear black. And yeah, we're gonna fork this fucker. So then they get out there and they get all the forks from, you know, wherever they're getting them from. And they'll get out there and they're all scared and shitting themselves and they're banging the forks in and they're supposed to be equidistant from each other for, you know, the best impact when Sav comes out of his ass. And then they shoot off and, you know, job done, and they'll go back around his ass to, I don't know, what they do, watch Katy Perry videos or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Then in the morning they go back there to see what's going on and the guy comes out and he sees his lawn and he goes, huh. And he, you know, just calls out to some passing urchin. And he goes, here you go, here's $10. Can you get all these forks out of me, Lorne, will ya? Cheers. Job done. I mean,
$10 for $10.
Yeah, I'll give you $10.
Yeah, it just seems colossally lame. I mean, has the youth of America just gotten too pussified to do? I mean, if somebody came up and forked my yard, like I said, I know who these kids are. My son told me who they are. If they fork my yard, I guarantee you they're going to have honey, eggs, shit, and teepee all over their house the following weekend, courtesy of the salve. And it's talking pretty.
Aren't they high school kids or younger?
Wait a minute.
They're like middle school age. They're older middle schoolers.
You're just fucking up their parents' yard.
Well, that's probably the next step, though, isn't it?
I'm not a parent, but so I want to ask Sav, as a parent, what is the more important lesson there? Revenge or don't snitch?
Oh, jeez. I don't. Yeah, are you talking about for my son?
Yeah, your kid snitched.
Oh, no. Yeah, he didn't tell them, like. He didn't say, oh, he didn't go up to the neighbor and be like, oh, I know who did it. I'll point him out. He just told me.
Yeah, and but still, that's kind of a.
Sav's cool.
But he knows I don't give a shit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So the next step would be what? Like, so,
I'll
okay,
never
the folks didn't work.
Help me hide a body.
No. He's pretty good. He's pretty wise to, you know, what to. He'll snitch on me till the cows come home with my wife.
Fucking hell.
I mean, what? So he's a little sumbitch there, but but when it comes to like other stuff, he's pretty cool. He knows.
About.
How
old is he?
He's 12 now.
All right. Well, he's going to need your help in a few years, and don't give it to him. Don't tell mom. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, you know what? You didn't help me out when I needed it.
Oh, man. It's funny. I got to tell you, I'm sidetracking a little bit. I remember one time I was taking him to the store, and for some reason, I have a pickup truck with the it's the super cab. You know, it's got the back seats, but you don't have the back doors, right? And I had it loaded full of stuff for my jobs, and I had to take him somewhere. I didn't have an option, and I didn't have time to get the stuff out of the back seat area. So I had to put – and he was – gosh, he was like 6-7 years old. I had to put him in the front seat, and I kept telling him, I'm like, look, you're just going to hang down below the seat so that way if the cops drive by, no one will see you, right? Well, he thought it was cool. He was all for it. But then as soon as we got home, guess what, man? He's like Paul fucking Revere. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Hey, Mom, guess what Dad did? I'm like, she shit her pants.
Man.
The thing is that kids do I've had that same experience as Sav. Your mum don't have to know about this, and then as soon as you get there, bang, hey mum, guess what? So how do paedophiles get away with anything? That's what I want to know.
When old Uncle Larry takes a couple of fingers.
Could you imagine that?
Uncle Blind shoves Larry, him in the stink.
Damn. Larry would be the worst pedophile in the world.
He's like wedging his finger between the toes, going, oh, yeah.
You want some candy? I've got liquor. Salted peanuts.
I don't know. Yeah, with that laugh, he has a laugh part now.
Can't afford to spend this much taxpayers' money to hear your whole testimony, Larry. Case dismissed.
Yeah.
You could be here for fucking months.
Booze had passed along to me a link a little bit before we started recording from a forum called Catholic Answers.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure this guy is doing a bit. I'm pretty certain. But you know when you get that in your mind, and then I looked at some of his other posts on there, and I thought they were all hilarious, but I don't know. They're not. I don't know whether he's joking or not.
I think he's serious, actually. I don't think it's a joke. If it was, it would be a great joke, but I think he's serious.
Well, I mean, it's basically an essay, but I've got some here, if you want me to just give the first paragraph.
Yes, definitely.
Catholic Answers Forum on lawn forking. Yesterday, in a thread on pranks, someone suggested lawn forking. I've experienced some of the dangers resulting from lawn forking, so I replied to this writer that lawn forking was dangerous and should not be used as a prank. A second writer dismissed my warning with a rude comment, so I responded back with a ruder one, which I believed accurately described the intelligence and prudence of persons engaged in committing, promoting, or defending the practice of lawn forking as a prank. And things escalated. And basically from there he goes on to describe the lawn forking incident and says that he has to mow the grass for some church and that it's very dangerous to fork a lawn because when they mow the grass, if they don't get all the forks up, the forks can fly up and hit the mower.
Apparently the victim of this lawn forking, they used metal forks.
Oh, that's why I think it's a joke. Cast iron forks? Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to cost this, and you're saying that plastic forks, you know, are virtually worthless over there.
Yeah.
But this is going to ramp the price right up for a forking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who's going to be doing this forking?
I don't know. Maybe they go to like a thrift store or a Goodwill or something like that.
You'd have to upset someone like P. Diddy or Jay-Z.
I can get you some metal forks.
No, P., that's not what we're going for here.
Cheap.
But on that, though, do they make metal
forks? I like this metal forking thing. I like that. The plastic forking, that's pussy. But
yeah, his problem was that when he mowed the lawn, you know, metal, you know, pronged instruments were suddenly being ejected from the lawnmower towards, you know,
sweet,
the parking
man.
Lot and him.
Did he save
to the extent where, and I don't know how much he's got to mow here, but they actually called out a guy with a metal detector to come, and it sounds like on more than one occasion.
Jeesh, man. This sounds like they're in Afghanistan, too. Fuck yeah. Exactly.
On its face, yeah, it's kind of a gay prank as pranks go, but none of them are terribly clever. I mean, I've shit in a litter box before as a prank. I mean,
a cat litter box.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
It seems awesome at the time. Then you're like, that was really a dumb thing to do. I mean, and I flushed the toilet paper, but left the shit in the litter box.
Why?
Yeah. Because I heard a stand-up comic on Rodney Dangerfield's fourth Young Comedian special say that his buddy wouldn't get out of the bathroom, so he shit in his litter box. And, yeah, I thought there was a... what do you got, a fucking mountain lion? You know, was the joke. And I don't know. I had a good opportunity. But anyway, enough about me shitting in litter boxes. No, but back to forking, my original point.
Yeah.
It's one of those stunts, like, I love toilet papering a lawn and the trees. It just cover the trees in paper because it takes a long time to do.
Again, it's not going to be the owner of the house that does it.
It's scary. It's just
scary.
Yeah, when you're fucking hiding from somebody and trying to roll the shit out of the trees in their yard. I mean, yeah, it's scary. You don't want to get caught. It's a huge thrill. And in this, you're even more out in the open. You're on your hands and knees like a fucking idiot, stabbing forks into the grass. And, you know, caught if the door opened.
If the owner of the house went up to those kids and said, you know, Brett, whatever your name is, and your mates, what I want you to do here is I've got these 500 plastic forks. I want you to stick them in my lawn as equidistantly as you possibly can to make it look nice and neat. I'll give you $30 between you. And I'll say, you fuck off, old man. I ain't doing that. You know, but they'll do it for nothing.
Yeah. I remember the joke now. The Rodney Dangerfield Young Comedian special joke. The guy goes, so I bought everybody anything off infomercials. I bought that thing off the infomercials where it teaches your cat to shit in your toilet. And now my cat's in the bathroom and he pretends he's knocking on the door and, come on, I really got to go. So I shit in the litter box. Everybody laughs and forgot all about it. Later some friends were over and said, Jesus, buddy, what do you got, a mountain lion?
Booze actually asked me the question, what is the likelihood that Sarah Palin would actually become president?
Oh, none, almost.
What was that you said?
Closer to the mic, Pete.
I'm very glad we had this topic because I've already thought long and hard about this. Basically,
long and hard.
Yeah, exactly. Bang. Basically, Booze said closer to the mic. She's hot and all, you know, for a politician. And I think everybody really, really, I think as a personality, she's great. And let's face it, you know, like when she was running, if McCain had won the presidency, fine. She becomes the vice president. That's cool because everybody knows that, you know, if imagine our government is a car, right? The president's in the driver's seat. The lobbyists are the engine that runs the machine. The Supreme Court and Congress, or the Supreme Court's in the riding shotgun. Congress is in the back seat, and the vice president is stuffed in a suitcase and put in the trunk. So, you know, that's where she would have been, and nobody would have cared.
What happens if you have to parallel park when the driver's dead?
Yeah.
Well, then we got a problem because then she's driving and we don't want a woman driving the car. But
what do you want, black guy?
Jesus, we don't want that either.
You're making the car analogy, Jesus.
But you know, so as vice president, it wasn't really like a big deal. Like Joe Biden, everybody thought, oh, he'll be great entertainment because everything comes out of his mouth. He's an idiot. You notice we don't really hear a whole lot from him anymore because nobody gives a crap about the vice president. But as president,
vice presidents are supposed to be idiots. I mean,
that's
there's a long tradition.
So she would have fit the bill. But as
Gore, I mean,
she'll never
fucking retards vice president.
She'll never be the president because she everybody first of all I'm not a liberal a lot of liberal people who they shit their pants every time, you know, she could be helping orphans from Zimbabwe, starving orphans, and they'd be crapping their pants about that and saying something bad about her. I'm not like that.
Yeah, because she'd be doing it like in a fucking dumb way.
Yeah, she'd be teaching him the wrong thing about Paul Revere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
she's just too down to earth. In the sense of she's an everyday person, and I don't think people want an everyday person as the president. You know,
I think too many people might do, and that might be a problem.
Yeah, I actually think more people do want an everyday person.
I think, by and large, people
are sick of politicians.
But everyday people don't have to be fucking stupid.
I think everyday people. I think the people who want an everyday person as a president don't realize that they just wouldn't be able to handle the job.
I know, but that is probably most people.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that now.
I don't think she'll win. She's just a big publicity stunt at this point. If she runs, she wouldn't win. I think she's just one of those kind of people that is gonna. She's what do you call it?
MILF.
She doesn't bring. she brings the sizzle,
hot.
But she doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
she is.
I agree with Dr. P on this. She's losing the MILFness.
Honest to God, I look at Sarah Palin. You get those clothes off. I don't think I'd fuck her.
Oh my God.
Oh, come on,
dude. Oh.
She's going for the secretary look. Yeah,
I love it.
Let me tell you guys something, okay?
I don't know.
Maybe
dude,
compared
you get
to
that clothes, you drop those fucking pants, dude. It's a mess down there.
Listen, you compare. Yeah, you want to compare her to Jennifer Love Hewitt or
no? I want to compare her to an average girl that I would bang.
Let's compare her to an average politician. She's the hottest thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could. I mean, if a fucking redneck girl came on construction site, she looks hot because you're working around a bunch of dudes.
There you go,
dude. I'm telling you. I'll be honest with you. I would never vote for her, but damn it, she does it for me. I'm telling you what.
I know is her whole Paul Revere thing. She actually. Here's the thing. And don't interrupt me, Dr. P. She actually, what she said was correct.
He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he's riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be free.
It was how she said it and the way she put it together and how she articulated it that made her sound like a bumbling idiot. There actually were bells that was being rang, but the way she said it, she made it sound like he worked for the Salvation Army and he had a bunch of bells on him around Christmas time, dressed in a Santa suit, riding a horse, shooting a gun, ringing bells. She just made it sound completely idiotic. And then she sits there and she's like, no, I got it right. Well, then actually.
Wait a minute, though. The bells ain't the problem. She said that Paul Revere was riding to warn the British that the Americans weren't going to take the shit no more. We've got guns and all that.
Yeah,
which might have been like a, you know, like a gun ownership thing. She might have wanted to make a point, but she got confused.
Yeah. But a lot of what she was saying was correct, but the way she framed it, it just made her sound like a bumbling idiot.
Hold up. What was correct, though? Let's take a statement, Zev. What was correct?
Well, the fact that he went to warn the townspeople was correct. That
she didn't,
were coming.
I don't think she even said that.
To arrest people because the Lord or whatever. See, I'm sounding like Sarah Palin, but but the who was it? The governor that issued the arrest warrants were going to arrest the people because they had guns. I actually looked that up. They were going to arrest them because they had the arms, and that's what they were going in for. Paul Revere went into town, and the whole one if by land, two if by sea kind of thing. They actually arrested Paul Revere and two other people who were going to do the warning.
This is what she's hanging her whole fucking the whole thing on.
But the way she articulated it was just completely retarded.
This is what she's hanging the whole thing on. Like, oh yeah, you know when they finally nabbed him, he did say, "Oh yeah, we're gonna kick your asses because like there's loads of us and that." That wasn't what she was asked, and that wasn't what she meant. You got to concede that.
I gotta say, I think this is a real touchy subject for you, Booze.
The thing is, I'm living here in London. And I know more about this than she fucking does, and that's disgraceful. That's disgraceful, and I've never looked it up in my life. I'm 38 years old, so I just know this. I just learned it. We weren't taught it at school or anything like that, but I just know it.
Of course you weren't.
Hey, do you remember that shit time? So hang on, you're actually sticking up for her, Sav, saying, yep, she was right what she said. She meant it that way.
I think a lot of what she was saying, because a lot of the people who were goofing on her were talking about the whole bells thing, and they're like, John Stewart, he's like, he didn't ring a bell. What? That's not.
I know, though, is it?
That's, there were like bells that were being rung. They just weren't by him, but she made it sound that way, because
why not just admit that, I kind of sounded like an idiot on that one.
Oh, I agree. This is my whole point is what I'm saying is that whether a lot of what she said was accurate, it's how she framed it, and she sounded like an idiot.
Yeah, it was, though.
You weren't there, Booze. How do you know how it happened?
she sounded like a complete idiot, and that's what I'm 100% in agreement with you on that. And she should have. She should have just said, instead of defending herself and saying, "No, I'm right. This is what happened." She should have said, "Yeah, I probably just kept." I mean, her problem was is she just kept jabbering on and on and on, and she wouldn't shut up. She should have just shut up.
She's always on the back foot, right? They're asking what she calls the gotcha question.
Okay.
It's like, no one else would be asked this shit. You're always testing her on history, and you're always doing this, and you're doing that.
Yeah, she's always on Jeopardy.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely, always.
But then, let's look at these questions. She goes for a photo op to talk about Paul Revere and to align herself with that. And then she doesn't know the first thing about it. When she's asked one question, it all falls apart. Other questions she's been asked, what newspapers do you read?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell, don't try and catch me out on that. You wouldn't ask a serious
question. I could rattle off newspapers all day.
Just make one up for crying out loud. But proper politicians would, they fucking dream about being asked the questions that she's asked. At least Thatcher was quite clever. I mean, very, very clever, Which brings me on to another thing, because
I think her public persona is she just doesn't know how to handle the media. I mean, she actually ran.
But it's kind of important, though, isn't it, Seth? If you want to be president.
But I don't think she should be, and I honestly don't think she knows what she wants to do, because she's
kind of
just all over the place.
If you want to be a politician in any fucking, if you want to be a school governor, it's kind of important.
Well, she ran a state pretty well. I mean, she ran, of course, she quit the job.
We'll find out when them emails come out, won't we?
Yeah, but what has a larger population, Sav, Alaska or Rhode Island?
My parents actually live in the state that she was a governor of, so I actually know a little bit more about it than you guys. And she actually did a pretty good job of running the state. She actually did a lot of reform that there was a lot of corruption. She got rid of that. She took care of it. Her approval ratings were really high. But, there, it's a different breed up in Alaska, which probably fit her.
Oh, she's real hot up in Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, she's got more clothes on.
She's a 10 up there.
Well,
but she does actually. Apparently, she wants to meet Margaret Thatcher, and she said so. She's going over to the Sudan or something, and she wants to stop over here.
I bet you got a big problem with that, huh?
I was about to say, what the fuck is Maggie doing over in the Sudan?
She can't make it out of her fucking bathroom at the moment, from what I hear, so it won't be long now. But apparently, Palin said, I'm hoping Mrs. Thatcher is well enough to see me, as I so admire her. Well, for a start, it's not Mrs. Thatcher. It's fucking Lady Thatcher. So that ain't going to get you.
Do you think anybody this side of the pond gives a shit?
Well, all the people who watch the royal wedding might shit about that. And I know a Lady Thatcher sounds like something that women trim their pubes with, but that is her title now, Lady Thatcher. She's apparently. And apparently, and I haven't got... I've still got to say this, even though it's not, I can't back it up in any way, but apparently a Thatcher ally said Lady Thatcher will not be seeing Sarah Palin. That would be belittling for Margaret. Palin is nuts.
Does anybody have anything to say about Wiener?
Yeah, I'm disappointed that nobody's reaching for the media, like all the talk shows. Nobody's reaching for the low fruit on this. Well, few are. Dennis Miller has.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're just basically, they're you know, how come we're not hearing Wiener jokes? That's what I want to know.
Well, because the media is trying to be above it.
No, come on.
Reach are you not hearing Wiener fruit. Jokes?
Not really. No, no Wiener jokes. Anthony, but that's about it.
We're hearing it on actual comedy shows. Like, I think Colbert has done Wiener jokes. I think Jon Stewart has done Wiener jokes.
No, seriously, if they have, I haven't heard them, because I just watched their shows the other day when they were really busting those balls. They didn't make a single joke about him. Like, you know, they didn't say anything about, like, the irony of you know, a guy named Wiener taking a shot at Wiener.
You don't really have to, do you?
No, I
hope not.
It's the easy joke.
I feel that it's necessary. It's absolutely necessary.
Demand it.
You have to realize that it really, it's exactly what you said. It's the low-hanging fruit. It's the easy joke. It's the blind Lawrence joke.
Yeah. And also, I'm sorry. When it comes to guys named Wiener, I feel like they're really, you can't get, you can't ever reach the bottom.
Opie and Anthony have been, you know, really big on the Wiener.
I saw Breitbart on there.
Yeah,
The guy's a scumbag, though. Not because of what I mean, because of just the vitriol that he brought to the table, and then he goes and pulls a stunt like that, and he has no friends. Yeah. Nobody's gonna have his back. Rumor has it that nobody even liked the guy before this stunt because he was such a jerk off, which I kind of got to admire him for that a little bit.
Well,
he's so obsessed with just, you know, his public image and getting on, and he didn't really do any proper work. And then they're saying, we want to keep your job. You got to just go back, keep quiet, do some proper work.
I just love the fact that he forced Nancy Pelosi to look at his cock.
Well, I love
because you know she saw the news. She was like, "Oh Jesus!"
when Breitbart was showing,
I bet those big bug eyes of her just popped right out of the socket.
When Breitbart was like, "Hey, Vincent D'Onofrio, check this out," and it's like, fucking hell, that really takes it down to the level that this all, you know, the real level it's at.
Yeah, when you're showing it off to Private Pyle, then...
I've got this picture.
Fuck, yeah. Check it out, man.
Can you believe this shit?
You know, what causes this whole thing, it comes down to people who aren't savvy enough about the internet. I mean, I bet he thought it was a private message and not out on his Twitter feed. He stuck you know, at whatever her name is.
Sorry, I just had to cough.
Thought everyone in his feed wouldn't see it, you know?
I'm surprised we ain't got a picture of Andrew's penis by now, by mistake.
I know it, with all the social networking he's done over the years. Oh, yeah, we still haven't touched Facebook.
All I gotta say is hubcaps, Donna. She must just be the worst person ever. You know.
Well,
my bad.
I gotta ask now, Booze. You posted hubcaps, Donna.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to say how or what or whether. Is hubcaps Donna a relative or just a friend of yours?
Neither.
Neither. Okay.
I'm glad to say it's neither. She actually sent me a friend request.
Okay.
And I didn't know why. And it's rude to refuse, right? And I thought.
Yeah, which I do all the time.
Oh, okay. But I thought that I might know her. I might have known her before or whatever. And there were some hazy days in the 90s, you know, when I was out raving and stuff. And she looked that type from her photos. So I thought, okay, I'll see what happens.
Right.
And then immediately.
The insanity started.
The insanity started, yeah. And I did once check through her friends, and there were some people with the same surname as me.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where it comes from.
Okay.
Right, so she doesn't actually know me, but for some reason. So I don't know anyone that she knows. I'm completely removed. But it was just the surname. She must have done a search for it or something.
Okay. But,
at one point, I mean, we've been watching her antics for months now, right?
Yes, we have. Yeah. And those that want to see some of these antics, all you have to do is go to Sweet Feathery Jesus and find the Idiots of Facebook thread. We've posted some of the weirdest status updates from people that are on our friends list on Facebook there, and you'll get a real kick out of some of the just inane banter that people post on Facebook. Post your own.
Well, there's inane stuff, but she really, you know, her
insane.
The whole life is lived out on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, you know, and at one point she did accuse all those people she knew with the same surname as mine of being paedophiles and child sex traffickers and all that. I thought, oh, okay. But she still ain't, you know, blocked me or anything. And I would add that the only reason I see this is because I downloaded TweetDeck for the SFJ Twitter. Yeah. So the Facebook status updates come up in that. Don't go looking for them. They just come up.
Yeah, I always look forward to a Hubcaps Donna update.
Yeah, but so far, since we've been following her, she's been having massive arguments with her neighbour, who is a policeman, and his wife, and she's vandalised. They've vandalised her car, and she's taken that to court, and her children are being molested. And but you know, we've been following her.
Nobody's going to take our kids from her.
Nobody will take her kids.
Well, she loves
her
kids. She stresses that in pretty much every other status update, which is nice because as if that's not the default option that we all have. If you didn't like your kids, put that.
I would actually have some respect for her if she said that.
Yeah. Well, that is what, if she was on Twitter, she'd put that.
Yeah.
But Facebook don't do that kind of shit. You know, that's the thing. So yeah,
well,
that's all fun. And now she's joy of joy, she's pregnant again. So
oh Jesus,
hubcaps Donna.
Oh my God,
that lucky child to be born to that world.
Although her nan died the other day as well, which are, you know, that's a circle of life, isn't it?
My God, honestly,
she's her own worst enemy, man. She's her own worst enemy, I think.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know. If you lived next door to her, you'd be her worst enemy, wouldn't you? I mean,
yep. Yeah, probably. She'd probably be skinning any. If I had a bunny rabbit, she'd probably skin it alive and boil it and leave it there for me when I came home from work.
The one good thing about living next to her, she wouldn't be able to afford no plastic forks. I'm pretty certain about that.
I will not be ignored, Sav.
Yeah, she's a piece of work. I mean, I've never...
Maybe more like, I will not be ignored, Sav.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I imagine she has a high-pitched British female voice. I will not be ignored, Sav.
That's Margaret Thatcher. The funny thing is, I've actually heard her voice because she was doing some, like, fuel protest on a local BBC station. And I've got to say, no, I'm not joking. She actually was doing that. And you've read what she's written, and you've seen her spelling and her grammar and all that.
Huh?
Which is not as bad as the guy who follows her who just got out of prison.
That was awesome. Which,
come to SFJ and see that. It's a fucking work of art. That is.
Yeah, you got to come to sweetfeatheryjesus.com and go to the idiots of Facebook.
If there are still some people like Adam Carolla thinks that, you know, English people are just inherently smarter than Americans, just check that out. That will prove that it's bullshit. But yeah, she was on this thing. She was on the radio, and I've got to admit, she came across pretty well.
Hubcaps Donna was on the radio?
Yep.
Oh,
explaining her point and what the process was about. And she came across, I guess her medium is not the written word.
Audio?
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh, man.
There's a little part of me that doesn't want whoever that jail fella was. You know, he's a lot nearer to me than he is to you. I don't want him coming around my ass.
Well,
I want to keep this some distance.
Well, I'll be completely honest with you. I would rather read Hubcaps Donna updates than Cryptic Chris.
Dude, Cryptic Chris is a weirdo in his own right. I mean, it's been is sad emoticons. Just different sad emoticons.
No, it's ambivalent emoticons, isn't it?
Well, some of both.
Yeah, Cryptic Chris is actually, and I'll admit this, is actually a friend of mine. Is a guy actually I know personally, or at least I did, and I've lost touch with since then, but I know him on Facebook. And when I knew him, I had no idea that he was this
pussy.
This is the guy that taught me and some of my other friends field hockey and stuff. He was always a really cool guy. He's actually really good on the radio. I think it's what he's doing for a living now.
Oh my god.
But my god, is he the king of vague booking? Which, for those of you who don't know, it's it's the practice of posting really, really vague status updates on Facebook just for the sole and purpose of getting people to ask you, "Hey, what's wrong, man?"
Is that a real thing? Vague booking.
Yeah. That's what it's called, yes, vague booking.
Wow.
Hey, what's wrong, man? A lot of times he posts just the slash smiley face or...
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some...
he could probably just get it down to a dot.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Chris posted a dot.
But I love the fact that all of these things, it normally just goes, "Oh, man, what's the matter?" And then people just talk to themselves underneath it, amongst themselves.
Yeah, like, and he never answers them. He never answers them. They'll ask him what's wrong, and then he, like, keeps it hidden.
Maybe he's in on the joke.
Nah.
No, there's no way. Nah. There's no way he's in on the joke.
Okay.
He is it's really a form of, I guess, self-absorption. Oh, here's one where he posted ... and the slash smiley face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, a lot of times it'll go, "Oh no, another one of these days, frown."
Yeah. And you're just like,
what have you got? Colon cancer or a hangnail?
Yeah. The only times I ever log in are when something in my email box says I have a message. Otherwise, I don't even look at it anymore. Mostly because of Twitter. But secondly, I have everybody but about 12 people hidden. You know, I should unhide some just to see what caps lock Donna's I have. I bet there's a lot, like the girl that keeps getting locked up.
Yeah,
again, you haven't done your research.
Yeah, you've got to unblock them and post them on the thread, man.
Yeah, I get the feed through my phone, but otherwise, you know, so I see, you know, the person that I want to highlight in the idiots of Facebook discussion is Mrs. Obvious. I've talked about her times. She, I get my daily chuckle from her through my phone because all the Facebook stuff goes through my phone's feed, and I know her. In real life, I actually know her.
I hope you've changed her name.
She
Jane is or anything.
She is about as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, is the best way I can put it. She's a sweet person. She's fun to be around. Everybody loves her. But on Facebook, she is a complete retard, and she's dumb, and she makes obvious statements all the time on Facebook, and it's almost
it's not the point Sarah Palin, kind of is it?
Pissing me off. Yeah. It's almost pissing me off, to be honest with you, because her comments, like, she's like, wow, you know, she'll just make a comment like, oh, the sun is so warm. You know, oh, it's clear. It's blue, clear skies. It's a nice sunny day and it's warm. Well, no shit.
Yeah. That's an airhead right there.
Sav, well, I'm telling you, Twitter is so much better than Facebook.
Yeah, you should get involved, Sav, seriously.
You really should.
I know you're opposed to it.
I can't even get close to
I don't know, you guys. All I know is when I hear, Sav, you should really get involved in Facebook. You really should. You really should. From three guys, a little creepy.
Twitter.
I rest my case.
Twitter, Facebook, Twitter.
Sorry, fuck Twitter.
But here's the thing about Facebook. About once or twice a year, some old douchebag buddy I used to know will tag a bunch of pictures of me drunk and hanging on whores or something.
Go through and untag them, yeah.
Frantically untag them. I know. I've had to do that. I had to private message one girl to stop doing that shit. She had a bunch
that's
of pictures
not cool.
of me and her from like.
Here's the other thing about Facebook. I mean, when Michael Jackson died.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I don't know how many friends I got on there, but quite a few. But some of them wouldn't appreciate what I thought about Michael Jackson's death.
Yeah.
But they had no hesitation at telling me, oh, you're bang out of order, Lee. I'm like, oh, fuck this. You know, so that was it for me. You know, I'm not having that. So Twitter became the medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed you pretty much, after MJ's death, you pretty much just dropped off of Facebook. But you obviously go in to check. You obviously check in on.
No. I told you it's TweetDeck. You don't know what this is, Sav, because you don't.
So wait. Then how are you posting comments from Hubcaps Donna in an Idiots of Facebook thread?
Through TweetDeck.
It's, really it's a thing
Twitter?
Called TweetDeck. It's a piece of software that has all the Twitter feeds that we follow, and you can also, you know, link it to your Facebook feed.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you somehow get Facebook information fed to you. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you.
Yeah, but it's easier to ignore through Twitter.
Yeah, I don't interact with it. I just get fed it. Yeah.
Seriously, Sav, you'll get hooked. You'll get fucking hooked if you'll sign up.
Here we go. Here comes the homosexual plug again.
I'm telling you.
And
I'll give you a list of some people to follow that are following.
Well, the main manager Twitter is BYP.
In about 4 or 5 years.
Shit's made for that.
BYP is perfect for Twitter. Yeah. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever received more thanks for a post than the one I posted a week ago on Memorial Day from a girl I know named Jennifer, when she said, Happy Memorial Day to all the troops that have lost their lives and are still fighting overseas for our wonderful country.
That's awesome.
Dude.
I'll put that on Twitter. So yeah.
I appreciated that. Thank you.
That was one of the funniest things I'd ever read in my life.
Who have lost their lives and are still fighting overseas for our wonderful country. That's why zombies, the most overlooked demographic in the U.S. Armed Forces.
That was
oh, my God. And I'm a little ashamed to admit that that's actually a relative.
I don't even bother to. I mean, really, if I posted relatives posts, because I don't, just, I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm stabbing them in the back a little.
I changed the names as well.
Idiots of Facebook. I'd be lighting that up like hourly.
We should
have
just changed the fucking names, man. No one's going to track it down to you.
Yeah, you don't have to put Cousin Al. I mean.
Well, but yeah, I know.
Well, how many Jennifers are there?
Knowing me, I probably would. I'd probably put their first and last name, and this is my first cousin.
There's someone who I've changed the name, and I've posted a couple of things, but I call her Divorcing Diane. That's definitely not her name. And a whole fucking row of her husband has been played out on Facebook over the last 6 months. And it disgusts me, because this is a girl I used to sit next to in junior school.
Oh.
She's the meekest, mildest, nicest girl. And now she's turned into some kind of fucking horrible would-be cougar. And I'm sure her husband is even worse than her. I'm sure he's an horrible cunt. And he deserves everything he gets. But I can't. Why would she post this on there for everyone she knows to read? I don't get it.
Because she wants the attention.
Well, I guess so, but fucking hell. I mean, same thing with Cryptic Chris. His mates are friends of hers in some way, or one of them is, and it's going to get back to him. And, you know, when she says to him, he's like, oh, yeah, he's away fishing, that bastard, this weekend. And I've been doing some nice, I've had a nice workout this afternoon. You know, you think, oh, Christ almighty, what's going on here? And she doesn't look like Terry Hatcher. She looks like fucking, she looks like me if I shave my beard off.
So I gotta add one more entry to the Idiots of Facebook commentary, and then I gotta go.
Please
but,
do.
I'm gonna go to hell for this, but my own grandmother.
She's on Facebook, is she?
She's on Facebook, and she pisses me off because she's so passive.
Don't tell
she's
for so tweet site, aggressive.
She's so passive aggressive on Facebook. The other day, she had her birthday last month, and she gets on there, and I wasn't on Facebook for like a week, and she gets on there, and she posts on my page.
Thanks like, for the thanks, hey, my thanks for yeah, wishing me happy
she's like,
birthday,
hey,
hard ass.
She goes, hey, I just wanted you to know I had a great birthday, and I'm just letting you know it was my birthday since you forgot, or something like that.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, talk about passive aggressive.
No,
that's
I'm like,
aggressive.
I know. I'm like, Grandma.
She's as bad as Princess Diana.
I just couldn't believe her. I was just like, Bruce.
I can't believe
this has always got like a reference to somebody British.
I can't believe wow. that grandma was on Facebook.
I told my grandma, I'm like, grandma,
be proud.
I didn't forget your birthday, but you
only
know,
in America.
A, it's on Twitter. Facebook. And B, I wasn't in town. You know, I was out of town, and she was like, "Oh," and then she replies back, "Oh, I know, hon. I was just teasing with ya."
No, she wasn't. That was 100% passive aggressive behavior.
Oh, and she's now. I mean, in real life, she's my grandma. She can't do no wrong. But on Facebook, I want to strangle her. So, like I said, I know I'm going to hell for that. But I'm going to hell for a lot of things. So whatever.
My cousin, who I grew up with, just had a new baby. Her and her husband. I grew up with him, so she's kind of like a sister to me. I still haven't sent them congratulations because I just don't want to encourage that behavior.
No.
And
it's absolutely fucking true. I mean, I got in there early and, you know, I might have played it up a little bit at the time when I had a kid.
Yeah.
Now, I'd be embarrassed to have a child. Seriously. I see these people, like, making a big fucking deal out of it. There's anything that's going to kill this planet, it's having another kid and a carbon fucking footprint. No offense, Sav.
What are you talking about? I got three kids and not hubcaps, Donna.
Or Rob Revere. Well, yeah. Rob Revere wasn't on for him to direct that towards. So.
Go talk to Rob. Oh, yeah, like that stops you from talking shit about me when I'm not on a podcast.
No, but I know you don't give a fuck about the planet, and that's fair enough, and nor do I.
What? Based on what?
Well, you're not a middle-class scumbag.
Yeah.
You're not paying lip service to, oh, yeah, we've got to recycle and we've got to do this and do that.
I feel like I'm more environmentally conscious than all the people who talk a bunch of crap about it because I just do it.
All right. But what I'm talking about is people over here who would be talking about all that shit, recycling their plastic and their cans and their paper, and then having four children.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do the fucking, well, as you would say, do the math. As we could say, do the maps. Well, there you go.
That brings to a close this edition of the Sweet Feathery Jesus podcast. Thank you for joining us. And thanks to Booze, Dr. P, and the Sav for joining me. It's always fun to talk with those guys. Our conversation actually went on a little longer, so there'll probably be a supplement coming later on in the week of some of the additional things we talked about. I think you'll enjoy that. In the meantime, subscribe to us via iTunes. You can find us just by searching in iTunes on the podcast section for Sweet Feathery Jesus. If you want to send me an email, maybe air a grievance with what we've discussed today or some other show, my email address is belasco@sweetfeatheryjesus.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That's sfj.com, sfjdotcom, and be our friend on Facebook. It's facebook.com/sweetfeatheryjesus. Thanks very much for joining us. Good night.
Closer to the mic, P.